Wake up to yesterday on BCFM. Midnight to midday, we repeat all the programmes so you can catch up on all the ones you've missed or just enjoy them again. BCFM 93.2 FM. Your choice, your voice. BCFM Community Radio for Bristol on 93.2 FM. For more information or to listen live on the internet, go to our website at www.bcfm.org.uk. BCFM, your radio. BCFM 93.2 FM. Your choice, your voice.
Good evening and Happy New Year. Welcome back to Word of Mouth here on BCFM 93.2. It's our first show of the new year and we're very excited to be inviting the fabulous Jazzy Elliott to play live for us later on in the show. She's playing at the Folk House Acoustic Festival this very weekend along with Phantom Lynn, whose song Run you just heard. They're playing on Sunday 13th. Jazzy is playing on Friday the 11th, starting the whole thing off. And swiftly followed by this band, it's The Cedar, and here's a track by them called Little Images.
strange little images run through your head. There's no stopping it. You know that way too much energy shoots through your veins. A recipe for disaster. Don't stop making me pay for honest mistakes that came from a place.
Yesterday on BCFM. Midnight to midday, we repeat all the programmes so you can catch up on all the ones you've missed or just enjoy them again. BCFM 93.2 FM. Your choice, your voice.
Here's a song called Frustrating.
No more fingers.
With Frustrating, which he recorded live on this show, because you see, this weekend it's not all about the fabulous acoustic festival down at the Folk House. There's something else happening. It's Dartfest at the Croft, and if I've done this right, we will be joined by Mr. James Alexander Dart on the other end of the line. James,
are you all right?
Yeah, fine, thank you. So this is the third annual Dartfest.
It is indeed, yes.
So what is Dartfest? Sum it up for me.
It was starting out as a kind of convoluted kind of birthday gig, just in order to celebrate my birthday. And the first one was just to give my band a gig, really.
So it's a completely sycophantic and self-celebrating
event.
Well,
why not?
Well done. It's really nice to see in this world of charity gigs and fundraisers and things, people can still be completely self-centered.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I mean, this year is a bit different. As you pointed out, we're doing it for charity.
Oh, there you go.
I think for St. Peter's Hospice, which is a charity near to my heart.
Superb.
And it's going to be good. I mean, we've kind of upped the ante this year. We're going to be at the Croft this Saturday, obviously, from about 7:30 onwards. Got some great bands lined up. SJ Esau, third time, I think he's been played. And Geisha are finally going to get to play after being bumped from the inaugural one due to noise regs.
Are they just too loud?
They're just too loud.
All right, well, we'll have to play some Geisha later in the show and test that theory.
Cool.
Who else have you got?
We've got a young band called Something Pink. They're actually some guys who teach. I taught at the school I teach at, and they're really good. They're into the right kind of things, and I've just given them a kind of foot up into a different crowd. And
do you think that's important, a sort of generation thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
The DIY, seeing people helping each other out.
Absolutely. Kind of I think back to when I first started out in bands, and the kind of influence that older musicians had on me and things like that. You know, it's definitely important to kind of spread the, you know, pass that on. So,
how do people go about sort of organising shows then? Is it easy to do? Has this been a big slog? Or?
Well, the devil's in the details here. I've been kind of badgering people since about September. First mentioned it to a few people. It's not been too hard. I mean, I know most of the people involved, and they're all really good friends of mine, so that helps. I've had harder times. Yeah, it's been fun though.
Now you've mentioned you did it first off to get yourself up on stage. Are you playing again this year?
No, bit of a sore point. No, the mighty flood will rise from the ashes at some point. But we're just too lazy, and it's amazing how difficult it is to get three people in a room to practice.
I know, people don't understand that enough, you know, listeners at home, they don't appreciate the challenge it is just to get people to rehearse together, let alone perform together.
I know.
Shocking. So, well, I actually have a track, I've no idea what it's like, actually, by Something Pink, one of your bands playing, and the track is called Awesome Symphony. So, James, thank you very much for joining us, and I hope it goes really well this Saturday.
Yeah, get everybody down there on Saturday. Yeah.
So Saturday, 12, 7:30 at the Croft.
At the Croft, it's
four bands,
and it shuts whenever. I don't know when it shuts, come down and say hello and have a drink with me.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Take care now.
Cool. Bye-bye. And this is, thank you very much, James. Sorry, I cut you off a bit abruptly there at the end. And this is now Awesome Symphony by Something Pink.
lying awake here.
BCFM Community Radio for Bristol on 93.2 FM. For more information or to listen live on the internet, go to our website at www.bcfm.org.uk. BCFM, your radio. Yeah.
fantastic sounds there of My Own Flag, who are playing at the Louisiana this Friday the 11th with Riot Noise, Casino Drive and Amora Ploy. It's the same night though that I'll be happily ensconced at the first night of the Folk House Acoustic Music Festival, where I'll be listening to the fabulous sounds of tonight's live guest, the wonderful Jatty Elliott. Take it away, madam.
Hi everybody, the first track I'm going to play is Our Way. The same old chords again, tunes rattle round my head. Destructive's not the word, but the city close instead. I saw two boys today, yeah, fighting to get out. And as they moved away, my mind was screaming out, oh yeah, it's our way, it's our way, it's our way, it's our way, it's our way. Turn the TV on, come the anesthetic shout. Antigua Bay, my friend, we're all fighting to get out. I broke my head today as this vodka rushes in. I think of going gay, but can't hear above this din. Oh yeah, it's our way, it's our way. It's our way, it's our way, it's our way, it's our way, yeah. The ticket's in my bag, not my name on it. The mirror's looking back, it's not my reflection. I told my son today, life's what you make it. He said, could he give it away? Cause he can't take it. Oh yeah, it's our way, it's our way, it's our way. Very much, the ears in the other area clapping away to me. I believe I'm going straight on, and I'm going to play you another two songs, and then I'll hand you back over to Theo. Just as well, I didn't find my kazoo tonight because you would have been treated to some of that. Anyway, no, definitely not. It was a good thing. The next song is called Dimmer Song. Do you have a trick for every time? Every time I get back walking in a straight line. Do you get a kick from kicking me? Do you think that this is how I deserve to be? Loving you, loving you is killing me. I wish I had the strength to be alone. I wish you hadn't been with her, and I wish I hadn't known. hope you closed your eyes and saw my face. I'm scared to death that Chico would take my place. Loving you, oh, loving you is killing me. You told me it was over now. I closed the door, but then somehow you came back in. Took some more, you took my defense and left me here. Left me poor. Oh, loving you. Oh, loving you. So you think that this is all okay? That I should be content and let you play? You say that in the end you'll be with me. But these foundations won't hold, can't you see? Loving you, whoa. It is. Oh, loving you, loving me, loving you is killing me. Yes, it is. Oh, loving you, loving you is killing me. And if you're out there, Duma, you're all right now. The next song is kind of revenge on that, I guess. It's called Norman Bates. And it's, anyway, it's about a girl who stole my man and then I stole him right back. Anyway, here we go. Starry-eyed, I read the smugness in your sly aside, the emerald growth upon your tongue. Whoa, 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 with every step you take, I'll undermine your love with bitter hate. I'm waiting with my smoking gun. So step aside, baby, 'cause your love has gone, and he been cheating on you all along. Well, I don't hate you, 'cause I know your nights are so long, and I won't say I'm sorry when you're so wrong. Yeah, you are so wrong. And so I can't lie down and see the world distracted by this clown with her triple-colored lights. Whoa, 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 whoa. And as I walk away, I tread her broken bones. I'll save the day and I will save her hurting minds. So step aside, baby, 'cause your love has gone, and he been cheating on you all along. Well, I don't hate you, 'cause I know your nights are so long, and I won't say I'm sorry when you're so wrong. Yeah, you're so wrong. And though I'm fueled by hate, his love was never sweeter than your fate. As I lay here in his arms, whoa, 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 when I think on you, I smile to myself as if you knew, 'cause I know I'd do you harm. Whoa, 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 whoa. And as you look away, I know you know your love has gone astray, and he has kept you in reserve. Whoa, 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 well, I would have to say I wouldn't have it any other way, 'cause you got just what you deserve. So step aside, baby, 'cause your love has gone and he been cheating on you all along. Well, I don't hate you, 'cause I know your nights are so long, and I won't say I'm sorry when you are so wrong. Yeah, you are so wrong.
Fantastic stuff there. That was Jassy Elliott there playing three live tracks for you. If you've just missed them, then don't worry, because this show gets repeated tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and we'll probably do a podcast from our MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/wordofmouthradio. And also Jassy will be playing again later in the show, as well as chatting to us and choosing some tracks for us to play. And you can catch her live, for she is one of the stars of this weekend's Bristol Folk House Acoustic Festival, along with these chaps. This is The Race with This Is Charing Cross.
Aloud. Surely that is a dead woman, a dead mother. She has a dead face.
She is dressed all in black. She wanders to the bookstore and back, the back of the crowd, and back again and again back. She sways and wonders. This is Charing Cross. It is 1 o'clock. There is still a great cloud and very little light. Shafts of shadows over the black crowd that hardly whispers aloud. And now that is another dead mother, and there is another and another and another, and little children all in black, all with dead faces. These are the women of Flanders. They await the lost. That shall never leave the dock. They await the lost that shall never again come by the train to the embraces of all these women with their faces. They await the lost who lie dead in trench and barrier and force in the dark of the night. This is Charing Cross. It is past 1 o'clock. There is very little light.
I'm Cat Vipers, and you're listening to Word of Mouth on BCFM 93.2.
Onya farama nede nisagena imaye. Onya farama nede nitonyola malo. Kanu malawi nyokonto no mane de yarabira. Sigi malawi nyola bo ma shere la nole. Suva ini teli musolu invite. Ile mese niketa yana nyoba solo life. Suva ini kuzinu no invite. Kuma mese miketa yana nyoba soro rife. Oni ya farama nile nitonyola emalo. Oni ya farama nile nisegena umaye. Kanu malabili nyogontoro manele yarabira. Sigi malabili nyogontonyo manele yarabira. furu malawi ale mu mashire lanole suwa miri kuzidu nuwevite yale mese miketo ya nyuma sororife suwa miri teri musulu evite kuma mese miketo ena yoba sororife ibe kele mune koso Tuma kele mani Moiri ana mone suri Marabi Umwolo wolo teso
Salif Keita with a track called Souvent, and you can see Salif Keita in the company of the fabulous Mr. Tony Allen at the Colston Hall later on this year. They're playing there on February the 16th, which I happen to know is a Saturday. I believe that's part of the African Soul Rebels tour, which is always fantastic, so well worth getting tickets in advance. We do give you prior warning here on Word of Mouth Radio on BCFM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by the fabulous Jassy Elliott, who just played a marvellous live session for us. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much for the compliment.
And I believe you've actually been here before. I wasn't first in with this one. Wait, is this your third, fourth?
I think this is my third. Yeah, they let me loose as a guest presenter for 2 days.
Good grief, that's a rare honour.
It was quite funny, actually.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good. I think the first one we did was a little bit more amusing just because I was absolutely... There's so many bloopers on there, it was unreal. But yeah, it was good fun, lots of good fun.
Excellent stuff. And so playing at the Acoustic Festival coming up, and if people can't make that, you got any more sort of gig highlights coming up?
I'm playing at St Bonaventure's on Friday the 18th of January, and failing that, I'm playing at the Hush Bar in Weston-super-Mare actually on the 7th of February.
Cool stuff. And you've been getting behind through your record label, Jelly Records. It's... Jenny, I only got this recently, in that it's a kind of combination of your name.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes from. So tell us a bit about that, because you've been using that to support some other emerging artists, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. Steve and I set up Jelly Records about a year ago, just over a year ago now. And I always, when I was little, I always thought if I was ever going to have any kind of company, it would be Jelly something. So I just said, yeah, let's call it that. And we've got Ryan Inglis, who's from Weston-super-Mare, who's absolutely brilliant. He's the guy that actually runs the Hush Bar night. We've got Ruth Royal, who's fantastic. Emily Teague, Rosie Garrard.
Is Ruth the one that stepped in? Oh, I love... Rosie Garrard's been on the show earlier, in fact, so she's very good. But is Ruth Royal the one who stepped in at the last minute to play at the Bristol, at the fundraiser for BCFM, which got broadcast on here?
Possibly.
Yeah, quite jazzy.
Yes,
performer.
Very much so. Yeah, quite a young girl. She's only just turned 18.
Bristol Uni student.
Yeah, she's really, really good.
Yeah, no, she is a talent, that's for sure. So how's the label supporting them? Have you got releases planned?
Yeah, we've got a compilation album coming out, actually, where we've got 2 tracks from absolutely everybody, and I believe we're all playing now at the festival this weekend, so that's really good. We've got 2 tracks from everybody, so it's 10-track CD, which should be fantastic.
Cool. What's it called?
I think it's just going to be the Jelly Records compilation album. I left it all up to Steve.
Oh,
so
you're not the kind of ultra-controlling label boss.
No, mainly because I haven't got much time, what with playing myself and trying to do the website and everything. I've constantly got Steve nagging me about bits I have to do, which I haven't done yet. So
fair enough. So have you done the Acoustic Festival before? Is this new territory?
No, I was invited to do it last year, but unfortunately I was in the Himalayas, so I was unable to do that.
What a shame.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, well, doing it there?
Just travelling around, really. I'm having nice hot spring baths and being driven by crazy Indian men playing trance music up the mountains at God knows what speed at like 6 o'clock in the morning in the snow, which was quite hair-raising, but lots of fun. So
it didn't inspire you to ditch the guitar and pick up the sitar and play Indian
trance
music?
I did actually buy tabla while I was over there.
Okay.
So I'm learning tabla at the moment. Whether or not that's going to...
ever make it into a recording music.
I doubt it, seriously. My rhythm in that respect is quite chronic.
Okay. So what has inspired you then, if the Indian music didn't? Where are you drawing things from, do you think? Who are you channeling?
I used to be a bass player when I was about 15, 16 for our school band or whatever, and I used to really, really enjoy that. And then for one reason or another, I sort of fell out of love with that and picked up the guitar sort of more often. But I'm kind of getting a little bit back to bass at the moment, so I'm kind of writing a few songs that's just singing over bass lines. So there's that, and Annie DeFranco is absolutely fantastic. She's one of my idols, and I draw quite a lot on her. She's a really good lyricist.
Cool.
So yeah.
Is there a particular track of hers that really stands out for you?
My favourite one at the moment is Studying Stones, because it's on the album that I bought not so long ago, which is one of my tracks that I've given you to play.
You have indeed. Look at that seamless link. Well, here you go. Thank you very much for bringing this in for us. This is Annie DeFranco with Studying Stones here on Word of Mouth Radio.
I'm are listening on BCFM 93.2 FM. It is your voice and it is your choice.
Dale with Potato Man, spelt slightly crazily, and that was brought in for us by our fabulous live guest this evening, Jassy Elliott. Jassy, what particularly appeals to you then about the Potato Man?
It just really makes me giggle when it comes on my MP3 player. It always just makes me laugh and march up and down my hill to work to the Potato Man. But yeah, he was a friend of mine actually from back home, so... He does lots of really crazy little music things, which are good fun.
Are you a fan of the MP3 player shuffle then?
Only just because I got one for Christmas, so it's my new toy, and I'm sort of marching around, and I've got all my tracks that are all like running tracks and walking tracks, and so I can... My masterpiece would be to actually work it out so that when I walk from my house to work, they're all exactly the right tempo to go uphill and
cool.
Everything.
So who else is rocking your MP3 player then?
Actually, my favourite track of all time has got to be Ryan Inglis at the moment, If I Fall, which is absolutely fantastic, but I've only got it on my MP3 player, otherwise I couldn't have brought it in. I can't think off the top of my head, really, of anything else.
That's okay. Is Ryan playing this weekend at the...
He is, yes.
What day?
I believe he... Oh, crikey. Because he stood in for somebody that couldn't play.
Hang on, let me check my detailed notes. I may have it here.
It might be the Sunday.
Oh, no, that's probably not... If he's standing in for somebody, then maybe
he's standing
there.
In for John Fenlon Band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they were meant to be playing on the Saturday.
Oh, I think he must be on that day then, because now, for whatever reason, they can't play, and John's actually playing with Beth, who's headlining now, so...
Okay, fair enough. Cool. Well, one of the other artists that's going to be playing at the Acoustic Festival this weekend is our session guest next week. It is Falling Dan, and we'll be hearing more from Jassy later on in the show. She's going to be playing another set for us after the hour here on BCFM 93.2. But right now, let's hear a bit of Falling Dan. This is a track of theirs called What Will Work.
Word of Mouth Radio, Word of Mouth on 93.2 FM, Word of Mouth. This is Dr. Joel in the studio with the wonderful Word of Mouth program, 93.2 FM.
She longs for the
Mother Mary, she sits on her own.
And that was Mary Queen of Titles by the Gala Band, another one of the fantastic acts playing at this weekend's wonderful acoustic festival at the Folk House. We'll be back with more music for you here on 93.2 FM after a little it's a kind of weird jingly thing that, for reasons that are perhaps too boring to go into, I need to play on the hour. It's to do with our podcast, you see, because we podcast our show from our MySpace page, myspace.com/wordofmouthmusic. And if I don't do this now, then when you try and download the podcast, there'll be this really awkward cut off in the middle of a song. So we play the jingle across the hour so that the break occurs during the jingle, and so you don't miss any of the wonderful music or inane chatter, because we won't want you missing any inane chatter. Anyway, see you in a bit after this.